Colors are interesting, aren't they? I'm white. I wasn't going to talk about that. I was going to talk to you about ties. I have a blue tie on. Now, Canada, that means conservative, supposedly, whereas in the United States, it means Democrat. I think I'll take the tie off right away. It doesn't matter where you live, know that what this is, it's just blue. It's a blue tie on an old white guy. That pretty much says it. Hey, just Sharon. Okay, celibacy. It can be a choice in life, or it can happen from a condition that was imposed by circumstances, right? Recently, a friend of mine was telling me what happened to he and his wife. They went to a marriage weekend, or whatever it's called, and you're getting to know your spouse, I guess, and you're supposed to talk about what you do know about your spouse. And the guy that was running it, he said to the man, he said, "What's your wife's favorite flower?" And he leaned over and looked at his wife. He said, "Well, I know that." He says, "It's Robin Hood."
Don't!
You know, he's celibate now. Just saying, okay. Washington, Senator Dianne Feinstein. She released the following statement with regard to the shooting, the recent tragic shooting in Thousand Hills, California. Thousand Oaks, pardon me. And mass murders are desperately and depressingly persuasive. I don't know what that means. I mean, that's got to be a typo. I looked at it earlier and thought, what does that mean? But in any event, schools, theaters, malls, offices, synagogues, grocery stores, bars, concerts, churches, they're inspired by racism, revenge, terrorism, or just pure hatred. The only one common thing here is they have easy access to guns. Without stronger federal gun regulations, there's little California can do to keep this from not continuing to happen. Wow. The common denominator here is guns. I would say that it's mental health. She's crazy as well, so she would kind of fit into that without the gun part, I guess. I mean, this is unbelievable that she's talking like this. Good people don't do bad things. I mean, so take the easy access. Firstly, it is not easy to buy a gun, particularly in California. Easy? Wow. I mean, I got a place in California. I got a gun in California. Let me tell you, it's easier to climb a big, big mountain if you're out of shape and you got an extra week of your life or something. Blah, blah, blah. I could go on and on. It ain't easy. So she's mixed up, and she's the person that's one of many that's in charge. She's a lawmaker, and a little bit frightening. Unless you are dead, and I know most of you that are watching this aren't, I think you'd have to agree with me. Hey, just saying. Now, we have the first past the post and the proportionate representation thing going on in British Columbia, Canada. The Green Party, they run the province. They have three seats, and they run the province effectively, right? They just do. I mean, the government there, the Socialist Party, has to do whatever the Green Party tells them to do, or they won't be government anymore because, you know, that's how tight it is with regards to numbers and seats and so on. And this is horrible if they win. They've sent out this questionnaire that is so confusing. This is the third time. The first two times over the last several years have not been successful, so now they're doing it again, and the verbiage is awful. The questions, there's two questions. Check here if you want first past the post, it's kind of like that. And then proportionate representation, it's check and explain why you didn't do it and this and that. It's a real, you know, brain thing, a brain teaser. It's full of subliminals, and it'll dictate a major shift in the democracy of the province. I mean, they have three seats. I can't say that enough. And what'll happen now is them and all the other goofs will be appointed by the party, no longer by the voter, no longer by the people. It's a communist kind of concept, and I sure hope people don't fall for it, but it's disguised in such a manner that they could very well. The RCMP in Canada are investigating the Trudeau government for potential funding of terrorism. The complaint is that members of Parliament of the Government of Canada are using their official positions to channel taxpayer money to the IRC, which is a federally registered charity, so the taxpayer basically subsidizing this activity. And IRC, in turn, is sending millions of dollars to the Islamic Relief Worldwide, blah, 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 and supporting terrorism. And to fund terrorism is a criminal act, according to the Criminal Code of Canada, and certainly it breaks every ethical rule that you could ever come up with. And that's what's going on in Canada. Politicians, boy, oh boy. I mean, I remember when they used to actually care about their country. They don't anymore. It's all about control, and they only care about themselves. There's got to be a solution in all this ramble. This opinion stuff that I give based on fact is okay. I mean, it's venting, but we need more than that. We need somebody to fix it. Get a man on that, will you? See ya.